Here's the morning news. StarKist Samoa and the ASG are stepping up to help workers with immigration issues. The American Samoa government and StarKist Samoa announced last month that the cannery was finding it difficult to hire enough people to fill all of its open positions. While the cannery is hiring every week, it is reportedly not getting the workforce numbers it needs to meet production demands. According to a joint statement by Governor Leimanu Peletimonga and StarKist Samoa Director Jason Kim, the cannery implemented several programs, including providing incentives based on attendance and for referring new hires. Now, it appears that the American Samoa government has come up with a new solution for the cannery. In an announcement yesterday, StarKist says that it is still hiring for fish cleaners and special skilled workers. And for those with expired immigration ID cards, StarKist will work with the ASG Office of Immigration on this issue. The announcement encourages anyone interested to visit StarKist's main office to apply today. KHJ News sent questions to StarKist Vice President and spokesperson Michelle Feist, as well as the governor's office, and we are awaiting replies to learn to what extent the immigration assistance will be offered. Last month's joint statement from ASG and StarKist Samoa said a majority of the jobs are for fish cleaners, but there are also vacancies in special skilled areas such as mechanics, electricians, and forklift operators. The third repatriation flight is just 2 weeks away. The flight from Hawaii will carry some 220 travelers, all who have been contacted to prepare for pre-travel quarantine in Honolulu. The flight is scheduled to arrive April 15th. The COVID-19 task force says a more precise count of travelers will be known upon intake at the quarantine site, which is the Ohana Waikiki East Hotel in Honolulu. Repatriates confirmed for pre-travel quarantine will begin arriving this week, with the first day of quarantine set for Good Friday, April 2nd. This will likely be the largest number of passengers to be repatriated since those flights began in February. The task force is looking at using not only the Tradewinds Hotel, but other quarantine sites such as the Catholic Church's Fatuainga facility. In an update on flights from Samoa yesterday, the task force said 15 residents of American Samoa who were repatriated from Apia on March 28th are currently in quarantine at the alternative care facility at the Tafuna Community Health Center. Four personnel from the Federal Aviation Administration arrived on March 28th to conduct annual navigational aid recertification. The group worked in isolation and departed the next day, March 29th, without exposure or incident. Several other flight requests are still pending or recently submitted to the task force for approval. This includes a request from Samoa Airways to swap the aircraft that is here due to urgent, unscheduled heavy mechanical maintenance. And a charter flight has been requested by Fletcher Construction to bring engineers to oversee the ASPA Eastside Village Collection System. The task force has not finalized details of a repatriation flight from Tonga in the first or second week of April. It is also looking at a request for a repatriation flight from Fiji in the future. For Christians, Holy Week is the most important season on the church calendar. It starts off with Palm Sunday, which commemorates when Jesus returned to the city of Jerusalem after spending 40 days in the desert and being hailed as the Son of David. It includes the Triduum, or the 3 days preceding Easter Sunday. That is Holy Thursday, where Jesus held his Last Supper with the apostles, Good Friday, when he was put on trial, crucified, and hung on the cross, and Easter Sunday, when he was resurrected. Churches across the territory will be holding services throughout this Holy Week. The Diwa Center in Tafuna is the venue for a very special drama presentation, The Collage of Love, an enactment of what Jesus endured on Good Friday. It's presented by David and Debbie Katina and the Great Life Assembly of God Church, Leone. Pastor Katina describes a scene from the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus' beard was pulled.
He wasn't hit, he wasn't whipped or anything, but you know, the word says in Luke 22:44 that he began to sweat drops of blood. And that was because he was under so much anxiety because, number one, he had a friend that was with him for 3 years who ended up betraying him, and he knew it. And then in that same caption, he says, "Father, do I have to drink from this cup?" Within that cup was the sins of the world, you know. And so betrayal was what caused the first shedding of the blood. And I'm pretty sure there's somebody listening to me right now who's gone through betrayal, but they haven't been healed of it. You know, they haven't let it go. They haven't. This morning, Coach Will was talking about our health, and he said, you know, if you ate bad over the weekend, you got to let it go and grow.
The public is invited to join the Collage of Love drama at 6 p.m. on Good Friday at the Diwa Center in Tafuna. And finally, in news from Samoa, a minister of the Methodist Church of Samoa has been charged by police with manslaughter following an investigation into the death of a Year 11 student at Safotu on the Big Island of Savai'i. Samoa Observer reports that police confirmed Reverend Poasa Leao Pepe had been charged and will appear in the Supreme Court April 26th and has been released on bail. General Secretary of the Methodist Church, Reverend Etiwati Tuioti, confirmed the minister had been removed from Safotu and placed at the Faleula headquarters. We want to make it clear that the church minister in question has not been stripped of his title as an ordained church minister, Reverend Tuioti said. The church minister who is being subjected to a police investigation has only been removed from his previous post and is currently stationed at Faleula, the church's headquarters. He has been replaced by another minister in the interim. The decision by the church follows a complaint lodged against the minister in relation to the incident. The deceased, identified as So'otanga Viliamu, remains in custody and is awaiting a pathologist inquiry. For details on these and other stories, plus a look at our new podcasts in English and Samoan, check out talanay.com. That's your morning news. I am Joey Cummings.